Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. I was having some difficulties there.
Yeah, sometimes it's tricky, but it works.
Okay, gotcha. How you been?
I've been good, man. How about you?
I've been good. Enjoying some of the time off from work.
Yeah, what is it you do now?
Currently, so my role that I do is called the quality analyst. So
Okay.
essentially what I do, what our company does, is called R1 RCM. So they're a revenue cycle for multiple different hospitals across the nation. So they basically, there's different departments where they either do collections on hospital billing, or they do like a pre-registration before you go into the doctor's office to get all your information. But I work in the collection side, so I listen to the representatives just to make sure they're following compliance for PHI, so any protected health information. So making sure they're keep staying on top of that and not giving out personal information to somebody that's not on the account or is not the patient.
Right. Yeah, you gotta respect those HIPAA laws, man,
Yeah, the
for real.
HIPAA, yeah. So that's what I'm in charge of, making sure they don't mess up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, people, you forget that how many like checks and balances there are just in companies to just make sure things run smoothly. But man, the companies that are on their shit, like you're so thankful
Yeah.
because man, like I hate like poor customer service or like calling and you never get anywhere because like they don't keep good records.
Yeah, definitely. And the one thing, people get mad at us for not disclosing information, but if you're not on the file or the patient didn't give their consent to speak to you, we can't give you out that information. So they get angry at us sometimes, but it is what it is. We have to follow the law.
Yeah, you got to follow the law. I remember
Yeah.
it was the same at Western when I was working with Upward Bound and really anytime you're staff or faculty at Western, you can't just release student info to anybody. They're all over 18 and like you can't even release it to their parents unless like it's strictly written down. So, but that's cool because I don't want my business in anybody else's hands that don't need to be.
Yeah, true.
So, how's your Christmas time going?
It was well. It was different compared to years past because usually my mom has everybody over, aunts and uncles. But this year it's just, I went over to my mom's because she lives down the street from me. So it's just me, my girl, and my mom and my dad. So that was it. And we just ate tamales for the night. And I had a few beers with my dad.
Awesome.
How was your
That's cool.
Christmas?
What kind of beer?
Oh, it was just Coronas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours was good, weird like everybody else's,
Yeah.
We're living, I don't know, like 3 miles away from my parents. So we went over there. I took my wife and kids and my brother came out from Otsego for a hot second, but we did ours on the 19th.
Okay.
Because my brothers took his family up north to ski somewhere 4 hours north. And yeah, it was just quick and quiet. We had like a bunch of like grabbable food, a bit of this, bit of that. And everybody just like grabbed and ate and the kids opened up gifts and stuff and like the families, because like the last few years my parents and I and like my brother and stuff have been kind of sick of the whole Christmas thing as far as like like the mandatory obligatory gifts and all that shit, so like me and my wife got a family gift for my brother and his people and like they got family gift for our family and stuff and like a joint gift for my parents, so it wasn't as many gifts in past years, but I think it was a better like a better feeling with it all,
Gotcha. Yeah.
so. But my
Sounds like
brother still has young kids. Like his youngest is like 4, and
Oof.
then 12 and 13 or 13. I think it's 12 and 13.
That's a
My niece.
big age gap there.
That is a big age gap. So my oldest is 19. She just moved out like a few weeks before her birthday, early in December, and got her new place. What's funny is she's living in the building next to the one where we used to live in at the Point.
I remember that place. Good memories.
Yeah, it's 58 West now, but it's like the
Yeah.
adjacent building from like where we used to stay.
Gotcha.
So it's funny. She's happy though. I'm glad she likes it.
That's good. Is she going to school?
Not this semester, but she'll be going to Valley
Okay.
pretty soon. I'm not sure exactly like what the start time is,
Okay, nice.
but she's just working and stacking money. Like she's making good money just working at Circle K, but she's open to take as many shifts as possible, you know.
Gotcha. That's good.
So she's stacking her money because she wants to buy a car like on her own and stuff, which is good. I'm like, yeah, girl, do that shit. So I ain't got to do it. But you know, you raise kids to be without you, you know. So that's the trick anyway.
I mean, I wouldn't know.
You're like, nah, dude, I'm raising my dogs to be with me. That's it.
Yep, exactly.
That's cool though. I'm glad, man. I was thinking the other day, I was talking to a bro, I can't even remember who right now. But we were like, yeah, Julio's been in he's the longest relationship in the chapter, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, maybe.
You definitely been in there a lot longer than I have.
Yeah, but I think we've been together for 10 years, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. You guys have done a lot together, man. Like it's like a, you know, you guys got a good partnership going.
Yeah, actually, when I met her, I almost was gonna be kicked out of school, so that kind of straightened me up a little bit.
Right.
So I
Yeah,
guess
it was.
it was a blessing in disguise,
Yeah. Turns out she was a good woman.
guess.
Mine freaking it turned like I didn't know that my wife, we went to high school together at Loy Norris.
Really? Oh.
She was 2 years ahead of me. She was in my brother's grade, and we had Spanish class together, but that was it, you know. And I
Gotcha.
was always trying to flirt with her, and she was like, man, get your young ass out of here. So, but yeah, we met up over when I was teaching at Upward Bound. Her son was an eighth grader at the time, and he was in my college prep class. And you know, you meet all the parents at the end of the semester, and she was there, and we went out like a couple days later, and we've been together ever since.
Nice.
So I never thought I'd marry a chick from Kalamazoo, though. Like as many times as I've left the state, like it just keeps coming, calling me back, like the mob or
Yeah.
something. But so, what's up with you otherwise, man? What are you doing when you're not working?
Actually, this year I started working out again because I had dropped off from doing any physical activity. But this year, since the pandemic, there's nothing really else to do. And then my girlfriend signed up for like a workout fitness program where she paid like $50 and they give her a whole meal plan and what workouts to do. So I kind of took some of her stuff and some of the meal plans she does and started using it on my own. So that's
Nice.
what I've been mainly doing, just trying to get back into shape and trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, just about feeling good, man. I think a lot of people
Yeah.
were doing the same thing during the pandemic. It's like you can either like fall off really, or you can do something to feel good.
Yeah. And that's actually been good for my mental health because so there's days just being closed indoors. It's like it gets depressing at times. I'm like, oh, let me get on this Peloton bike that I have and do a 30-minute bike ride. It
Right.
makes me feel good afterwards. So I'm like, oh, I'll just keep this up.
Yeah, people don't realize that, you know, working out like releases endorphins all through your body, and it definitely helps you think more clearly.
Yeah,
I
it does.
with my fashion business, like I've been, you know, I finished my master's degree last fall, and really since then I've just been focusing on the business, and it's I was traveling quite a bit with it, and then, you know, working with Macy's and all this other stuff, but 2020 made everything just like collapse basically. So I've been working from home, but man, I was like, I gotta work out more now because I'm not leaving as much. But it's pretty cool though. I linked up with this fitness company called FNX, and like the CEO heard about my story of just like, you know, weren't learning to walk again and stuff. And we linked up and talked for like a couple hours, and like it turns out he's a really good guy. And
Nice.
they made me an elite ambassador for the brand and like sent me a bunch of supplements and protein and workout stuff. I was like, bet.
Nice. What is
So
the company called?
FNX,
FNX.
like Phoenix FNX.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But it was started by a bunch of guys that used to be CrossFit competitors.
Oh, okay.
So apparently they know what they're doing. But yeah, it's been a good I've seen how it's changed my body for sure. Because
That's
now that
good.
I'm going to rehab more often and standing up and stuff, it's I can definitely see like having the good supplements and whatnot makes a difference.
Nice.
So you got a Peloton bike, huh? I don't know anybody with one.
Yeah. Actually, we had it last year. We got it last year, November.
Yeah.
And we weren't using it. I'm like, why did we buy this if we're not using it? And then pandemic hit, and then we're like, oh, I guess this is a great time to start using this.
Awesome.
But I actually fit it for the whole year. I've gotten over 200 rides in so far, so I'm pretty proud about that.
Do you got
And
the
I,
one with the screen on it so you can like see different places or what?
yeah, it has a screen, so you could, there's on-demand classes that they're already pre-recorded that you could take, or they also have a live class that you could join, and they're at different hours of the day. So I try to, if depending on the timing, I try to join the live class. If not, I just stick to the on-demand classes.
Nice.
But yeah.
What's a good one that you've done so far?
Oh, I like one of the instructor's name. His name is Alex Toussaint. He does a lot of like a 45-minute bike rides that are like club bangers, so it keeps you hyped throughout the whole ride.
Yeah.
So I like doing a lot of his rides.
Cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've seen
And
some where it's like, you know, you're riding and it seems like you're riding through like, you know, the French countryside or some shit and you can ride all over the world, which is cool.
yeah, you could do that as well. That's pretty neat.
So besides working out and stuff, what have you learned about yourself during this time?
What have I learned about myself? I have just try to remain patient, because at the beginning of the year, I actually got a promotion, but technically didn't go into effect because of the pandemic. So I had to wait until this past month. They finally gave us the green light to get that promotion. And I was getting kind of impatient, like, what's the point of being with this company at this point? Maybe I should look elsewhere. But I'm glad that I stuck it out to eventually get that promotion.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what
So,
you got anything on the horizon? What's the next thing that you're going for? You got this promotion and stuff. You're working out now. You got your dogs, you got your girl. What's next for you?
what's next for me? I mean, just continue to work up the corporate ladder, and maybe eventually, if I find any great business idea, maybe start my own business eventually. That'd be one of my ultimate goals to reach eventually down the line.
My wife and I, because we read that millionaires have between like 7 and 9 sources of income on average. And we're working our way up into getting into real estate and we're thinking about starting an indoor dog park
Oh.
here in Kalamazoo because, you know, half the year it's fucking cold.
Yeah.
And, you know, your dog still needs to get exercise and get out, you know, and so do you.
Yeah.
And, there's some good realty available right now, and now is a really good time. You know, it's definitely a buyer's market.
Gotcha. Yeah,
So,
that'd be smart. Actually, an indoor dark park.
yeah, we got the name set down, and we met with some people that used to be like veterinarians and dog trainers and stuff like that to see, you know, what would they recommend that we have, you know, and
Gotcha.
just
Nice.
to really help us ask the questions that we don't know to ask, you know? I don't really know much about, you know, dog safety and stuff. I mean, I had a dog for
Yeah.
years, but that was just one. Like, what kind of structure do I need when there's like 43 dogs?
Yeah, make sure they're not fighting or something.
Right. Or, you know, stuff to look out for, you know,
Yeah.
what can we offer that, you know, that's good? What can we offer that we shouldn't, you know, stuff like that. So
Gotcha.
we're working out the details, but yeah, we would love to do that, man, 'cause shit, like I'm not trying to work the rest of my life. I'm trying to get paid the rest of my life.
Right. Yeah. And another thing I've also been doing throughout the years, just learning how to invest. That's my biggest thing that I've been trying. I'm no expert at it. I'm still very amateur at it, but I'm slowly trying to learn how to invest.
Yeah, these last couple of years, my wife has been getting into day trading. and
Okay.
started taking classes and courses and stuff on that to become a day trader. And you make small, basic, not bets, but small trades, buys during the week, and once it fluctuates a few dollars or whatever, then you sell, and you just keep buying and selling, buying and selling. And the more you do it, the more money you got to play with. But man, she's gotten super good at it.
That's good because
And
eventually day traders can make a lot of money if they're really good at
yeah, she's getting good at it,
it.
and she got her fears out of the way and stuff like that. So she really wants to quit her job in healthcare and just do this full time. So once we she gets a little bit better at it and more comfortable with it, then she'll quit her job and just use this to not just supplement her income, but actually like make like way more than we were making before together,
That's nice.
which is dope. I'm like, yeah, I need a sugar mama and buy me some cool shit. You know what I mean? Take me out. So, but yeah, man, the market's good. It's like, if you're smart, man, you're definitely getting into it. Like, there's no sense in waiting.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I figured I might as well invest because my parents don't really invest or don't know to plan for the future. I'm like, oh, I gotta break that cycle. So me and my brother have been into investing more than they have ever done because I don't. My parents don't even have 401k set up, and I keep urging them, like, you need to have this set up before you retire. Otherwise, you can't expect Social Security to be there available for you when you retire.
No, and there's no, I mean, for one, there's no guarantee that the Social Security will be there. And two, like, that's not going to cover everything, You don't want to be scraping by in your golden years.
But being how they are, being immigrants from Mexico coming here, they just want to make the money and not worry about saving. I'm like, oh, well, I guess. But
Yeah.
I try to help them out.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing that, bro, because there's a lot of like, black and brown families that, were never raised with, any type of financial education other than, work and save. Like, that's it.
That's it,
And if you want more money, you just work more. I'm like, no, dude, I don't want to do that. Like, thank God we live when we do.
Because they save their money, but it's not making them any money. So I've told them, like, hey, you should probably invest some of this money so that it can make money for you down the road eventually. That way it could add up.
Yeah, one of the things that, because like my parents, pretty much all they had was like a 401k and like a little bit of a retirement plan, more so like life insurance more than anything at the time. But something that I got them into was that Acorns app, because it's a robo investor, so they can just, it's basically like you just set it to deduct a certain amount of money out of your paychecks each month, and you never see it. You don't have to deal with it. You don't have to talk to nobody. And it's been really good for them. They've been able to just stack, a lot of money, and it automatically diversifies your portfolio. So it's like it's an algorithm playing the market for you, which statistically it's better than having a broker.
Nice. So they essentially don't really have to do anything.
No, and you have a diversified portfolio, which is in like some mutual funds, some tech stocks, some real estate, some whatever. You just set it however you want it, and then that's it. And
Oh, nice.
the other good thing about it, like if you do like, need to book a hotel, or you want to get a Costco membership or some shit like that, like you can go through that app and it'll automatically invest some of the money that you spend, which is
Okay,
cool. Like
nice.
if, I don't know, like when I take my family on vacation, like we went down to Columbus a little bit ago, it's just a real, just to take a break really between their finals and stuff for school, and to get us out of Kalamazoo for a minute, man. But we drove down there, but like I went through the Acorns app to use Expedia to book the hotel, and the price of it, well, they invest like 4% of whatever your hotel and stuff is and whatever your trip is. Like, they just put that in your account for you, so it's basically like free money. So
Nice.
like if the hotel and everything costs like $500, they're going to invest, what is that, 50, like $40 into it, $35.
Okay. Nice.
So it's ways like that that you can just build your money too without even doing anything. I was already going to get the tickets.
Gotcha.
So,
Okay. All right.
but yeah, I would definitely recommend that to them. Because it's easy. They don't have to do anything but like
Yeah.
set up with their bank one time and then that's it.
Nice. Yeah, make sure to let them know about that one.
Yeah.
That probably make it so much easier for them, so they don't actually just see that money that just goes immediately to that account.
Yeah. Even if it's like, $10 a week or $20 a week, like
Yeah.
putting it into that account, it's definitely beating the market. Because if you put it into savings, what's that going to give you? Like 0.8%? Inflation
Yeah,
at
gives you nothing.
1.4, dude. So it's like you're not even keeping up with inflation. Like, nah. But like I use Acorns too. Like I sent the thing to my parents and I use it too. But I think my overall return for with Acorns is like 28%, which is crazy.
Nice.
Yeah. So what do you do? What do you do for your investing?
I use I actually had Stash, but I changed it up and I went through TD Ameritrade.
Okay.
So I'm currently using their app because I had saved up enough. So I was like, yeah, let me see, bump it up to a different company, see what they could help me out with. So I went with them. So I did research. That was between TD Ameritrade and can't remember the other big name one that's out there. So I
Vanguard?
did a few. I think it might be Vanguard. I can't remember though.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that we use too, is Vanguard.
Yeah.
They have a really good ETF fund that's pretty much guaranteed to make money.
Gotcha.
Like
Cool.
America itself has to fail for you to lose money, basically. Which, I mean, it shit almost happened though, so I don't
Yeah.
It got pretty sketch there for a while.
It did.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm glad that like the roller coaster's over with Donald Trump, but like, man, that was a crazy 4 years.
Well, we hope it's over, right?
Yeah, dude. Oh my God. That's the thing too. Like, if somebody like say like 4 or 5 years ago, somebody wrote a movie script, and like Trump's administration was the movie, everybody'd be like, no, this is bullshit. Like, this would never happen. Like,
Yep.
it sounds too outlandish on paper to be real.
It does.
Yeah, and it's.
But hey, I don't know. Maybe as a country, we needed something like this to happen to shake things up. But man, it really sucked.
Yeah, it's a hell of a way to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
But it seems like the world has changed and is still changing for the better
Yeah.
in like a really short time. And I think it's partly because like we were all going through this together. You know, at least the people that believed it, that didn't think it was a
Yeah.
hoax. Like, yeah, I was talking to a bro and he was like, what's the joke? Oh, Sergio said it. He was like, what's the joke? Like, you're trying to trick people into wearing a mask. Like, haha, I got you. You had to cover your face. Like, that's a stupid joke.
Is, yeah. But hey, you think that there's people out there that think that they're smarter than scientists that built their whole career around science, but they think they're smarter because they see something off of YouTube.
Right, dude. Like, thank God for nerds. We wouldn't have half the stuff we have.
Yeah.
Like, nerds invented the internet. You're welcome. So, what are you doing besides, working out and working? You taking any trips this year?
Well, we had a trip this month. We were gonna do a cruise, but because of the pandemic, we had to cancel it because it was just for being turning 30 this year. So we were gonna do a cruise, but unfortunately, could not happen. And I was looking forward to that because it was gonna be early this month when we were gonna go, the beginning of December.
Where to?
I was gonna go through the
No.
Bahamas and also the Virgin Islands as well.
Nice. I did one through that same area when I was like 20, I think. Me and my brother and some other friends and my parents all went. It was pretty dope. I remember going snorkeling and like the water was so clear, like it was almost like I don't know, it seemed fake. It was so pretty.
But hopefully next year, we could start traveling again. We're thinking probably not doing a cruise. Probably either going to Mexico or even Peru
Okay.
is a possibility. Because I think I've seen a few like documentaries on Peru. Peru looks beautiful. And also just to go see the Incan ruins as
Yeah.
well.
She's not Peruvian, is she, your lady? She's Mexican too, right? Okay. Yeah, South America looks awesome. I've yet to be that far south, but I had a vision of my company headquarters being in Argentina like 10 years ago. So eventually it'll be set up that way, apparently. That's what I'm going for anyway.
Interesting. Why
I have
Argentina?
no idea, bro. Well, that's what was in my head. Like I could see like the real estate in the streets and everything and like the design of the building and the company name on the marquee and just me in the studio on like I buy like a 5-story building and like there's a studio and then there's like an apartment so I can like basically live at work if I had to. And like a mini
That's
store
nice.
boutique in there too and stuff. And it's just like it's been in my head since like 2003 or something.
Okay, nice. Well, hopefully it
Yeah,
happens.
I mean, stranger things have happened to me, so I
Yeah,
wouldn't be too surprised if it works out just fine. But what do you think of the podcast? Have you heard any of the other episodes?
yes, I've heard quite a few. Sometimes on my downtime during work, I play it. I'm gonna catch it up, but I like it. It's pretty interesting just to hear other brothers, especially brothers that I haven't talked to in a long time. So it's just good to hear them and see how they're doing.
It's cool. I noticed with my own podcast, like anybody that I have on really wants to tell their story, and just wants to talk. And I think that's a big thing too, like with the pandemic, like everybody feels so shut in and it's like, your life is not your own in a way because there's like so much that's out of our control right now that people are like, maybe I could just focus on me and talk about me for a second.
I think it's good for us as men because we usually tend to hold in a lot of stuff. So this is a good avenue just to express how we're feeling as well.
Yeah, some of the bros have been like really candid, and I was thankful and surprised, how open that they were. But I think that just, that speaks to our brotherhood because, I never had like a real intimate relationship with my brother, per se, like my blood brother, until I was even after a beta. But like, Jeff and Adrian and whatnot, and like just the pledge process, like brought us all like really close. Which is
Nice.
dope.
And yeah, actually, what I have a good relationship with my blood brother, but I never had like the big brother moment until this year with him. Because during the pandemic, he lost his job, so he was feeling down in the dumps, a little depressed. So we actually had a heart to heart. I've never had this with him all his whole life until this year. I was like, oh, well, this is really good.
Turns out you got some
Yeah,
good advice and shit.
I guess so. Because I've always looked up to my brother because he's always been the smarter one in the family. I always felt like he was the more responsible one. So it kind of felt a little odd that I actually gave him some big brother advice. I'm like, oh, there you go.
you're welcome. Yeah, I surprised myself, like being a new dad and everything, like I didn't know how it would go, but I think every man like wants to feel useful in some way. And there was a time where I was concerned, like, man, like am I gonna be able to like really give to these kids, because I came into their life when they were like 13. So it's like I didn't have the years of like teaching them how to ride a bike or how to talk and walk or whatever, all that basic stuff. But I realized, like, man, I guess I was paying attention because I got a lot of good stuff to teach him. And like all
That's
those
good.
years of being around other kids and just teaching and whatnot, like it gave me a different insight to just treat it like I treat like new students when I get new students. I'm not trying to tell them what to do in their whole life. I just, want them to be the best them and like, whatever I can give them is and go from there. But thankfully, it's been really good. I haven't had any moments where they're like, you're not my dad. Screw you, dude. So,
Well, that's good to
yeah,
hear.
I had a heart to heart with my son a while back, and I was like, man, I'm glad you never said that to me. He just busted out laughing. He was like, that's only in the movies. Like, it's not real. I was like, man, I don't know, bro. You never know. It could be like that. So, but yeah, it's been good. It's been nice that the twins are 17, so that the pandemic, like, we can just speak plainly with them. We don't got to explain it. Like, if they were like five or six, they wouldn't know what was going on. They can get frustrated or whatever. But our kids are like, oh, I'm doing homeschool, bet. Oh, I can watch Netflix on my break, bet. So.
Yeah, that's good that they're old enough, because my nephew, he's gonna be 3 in a few months. Every time I video call my brother, sometimes he doesn't want to talk to me because I think he doesn't understand why we're not around as
Yeah.
often. So he feels probably frustrated. So I was like, oh, I wish this pandemic wouldn't happen right now, but unfortunately, little guy, we can't visit you as often.
No, it's super sketchy, and it's weird like that you gotta limit yourself with family. Because I remember, I mean, months went by before we saw my parents. Like, we
I heard.
got stir crazy, me and my wife, and just like would drive, park in their driveway, and just get on speakerphone. And like look through the window and like visit her dad, like, and just look through the window and stuff. It was crazy. But so what episode what did you really like about from the podcast?
Listened to a few of them. It's been a while, actually. Haven't caught up, but the one that I like listen to is the most recent one I listened to was with you had Miguel Gomez on
Yeah.
there, just hearing his health journey and improving his workouts and all that stuff.
Yeah,
And then he gave me a shout out
I
on that one, so I still need to re reach out to
Yeah.
him.
Yeah, man, he's cool. It was a good convo. And stuff like that, like, I miss talking to the bros and just like hanging out. That's mostly what we do, is just like hang out and talk and stuff.
Yeah, I really miss just being at the point and just getting together, having a drink, and just playing games or watching
Right, it
TV.
was just our spot, we could just like kick it and eat and chill and smoke some hookah or something, and yeah, it was dope. Me and my wife want to get a hookah, but like these damn fire alarms are too sensitive over here. But we're excited though, because we're having a house built in Texas, so we could smoke all the
Nice.
hookah we want in our own place.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, we're excited about that. So what'd you get for Christmas? Anything cool?
Actually, we bought a PS5.
Bro,
So,
you
yeah,
got like a
gotta
billion people
continue
mad at
playing
you,
like
I'm sure.
it took us forever, but I really wanted it. And just yeah, I'm actually happy with it. Like the graphics on it are really nice. So happy about that. It's crazy to think that I'm 30 years old and still want to play video games, but that's how most millennials were raised with video games and stuff like that. So I'm just so into
Yeah,
it.
it's easy to get immersed in it because the video games are so much better. They're not one dimensional. It's definitely multifaceted, especially when you add like the online aspect to it. So, what do you play?
Right now I only have one game for it, but it's NBA 2K21. But I'm planning on getting Call of Duty as well.
Typical, typical. Yeah, my son's into gaming. He had an Xbox for the longest, and a bunch of his friends, like one by one, got into PC gaming. So I helped him sell his PC and or his Xbox and his games and stuff on eBay. And between that and like doing some construction jobs with my brother back before things were too crazy, he was able to save up quite a bit. And then me and my wife just paid the rest of it, so we can get a gaming PC. But man, that thing is like super high tech.
Yeah, those PCs are can be
Yeah,
expensive,
man, it
even.
was like damn near $1,200. But
Oof.
my brother is the area director for Applebee's, so he gets a discount with Dell. And
Oh, nice.
Dell owns Alienware, which makes all the good gaming computers. So instead of it being like 1200, we got it for like 940.
Okay,
Yeah,
that's not
and he
bad.
saved up most of it, and we just paid the shipping and the rest of the stuff, tax and all that stuff. So you can get it, but yeah,
Nice.
it's super dope. And it didn't come with a monitor, it just came with a keyboard. But he's so damn smart, he hooked it up to his TV and just plays off his TV.
Oh,
Yeah.
nice.
So, but it's super immersive and nice, and like the graphics card in it is like, man, it's impeccable. It's crazy. But when he was getting into, he was like, yeah, I want to switch to PCs and stuff and into gaming. So like 6 months ago, me and my wife invested in the company Nvidia. You ever heard of them? They make the graphics cards for all these gaming systems from like Xbox, PS4, and like PC gaming. They make all the graphics cards for them. So it, Nvidia ain't going
Nice.
nowhere. So we invested a bunch of money in that
Yeah.
stock. So get them dividends, bro. Get paid. So that's what we're trying to do. I heard being a millionaire is dope. So I'm like, yeah, bet I'm gonna be a millionaire.
Right. Some way or other.
Yeah. I mean, I like I said, like I've done other things that seemed impossible. So I might as well shoot for the moon, 'cause yeah, we're not just trying to be millionaires, like we're shooting for 400 million. Yeah, and by the time we're 50, we want to be worth 400 million. Yeah.
Nice.
So you might as well go super big.
Right.
So I want to have my money making money and yeah, making lives better and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, might as well give it a shot. We only live once, so might as well live
Right.
to the
I'm not gonna
fullest.
live. You'll never regret going for a billion, you know. As long
Yeah.
as I'm keeping God right and I'm keeping my relationship with my wife and kids good, I know it'll work out. So, have you read any good books during this time?
Actually started a book. What's it called? It's about the let me pull it up, the title. But it's about the history of Latin America throughout the
Okay.
years. It was a pretty interesting read. I still have to finish it up. But it just goes through when the colonizers, sorry if I mispronounced that, the, how they colonized Latin America and influenced everything in Latin America from the Spaniards and
Yeah.
the English that came through. So it's a
Is the book
pretty,
Red, White, and Blue?
go ahead.
Okay.
No.
I was gonna say, because my brother bought me a similar book a couple of years ago called like Latin American History or Latin America Through the Ages, something like that. And it was talking, same thing, kind of like from colonization to now and like the influences of Spanish life and mindset and stuff like that.
Yeah, let me see if I could pull that up really quick. It's a really good book. And that's a topic that I've always been interested in because having a Spanish major, they kind of touched on that information, some of the history classes. So it's always been a big interest for me, just learning where we came from,
Yeah,
basically.
when 'cause I did my master's in Spanish literature, and like I think one of my master's tests was like 6 hours, and it covered like 600 years of Latin American history from like
Ooh.
1310 to like 2012 or something like that. But
Gotcha.
what helped me though was just like finding out like their motivations, like why did these people feel the need to do this, and it really helped to like just paint the picture and just how a lot of like what we know as like Latin American history, especially South America, is just written by the perspective of the Spaniards, and it might not be true. You know what I mean? Who's to say it happened or it didn't? Like there's no real proof per se, other than a bunch of people that wrote books published the books, So, but what my professors and what my team was saying was like, it creates this like ambiguous, weird, kind of true, kind of not history for Latin America as a whole. So it's like it's really like that moment in the story where you're like, is this true? Is it not? And you're like debating it. You're like that moment right there of like, I don't know, maybe is like what Latin America is all about. I don't know, maybe.
it's very interesting, but the book actually is called Open Veins of Latin
Okay.
America.
That sounds intense.
And it's written by Eduardo Galeano.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's an
How
interesting
far are
read.
you into it?
I'm
Okay.
halfway through it. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife bought me for my birthday, I think it was, a couple of business mindset marketing kind of books. And it was on two of them, I believe, were on the list of like books that Nipsey Hussle read. And I guess that he had in his
Oh,
library, he had like 40 books that he read like over and over and over and over and over. And this was a couple of them, but they were really good. One of them was The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, and the other is called Contagious by Jonah Berger, which was on the bestseller list for like 2 years running or something. But it
that's
really helped me understand some stuff and learn about business and learn like not just like what works, but why it works, which is super
gotcha.
helpful when you're trying to make money in business. Because if you can't sell anything, then you're not in business.
Yeah.
So, but it's cool. I've revamped the brand like three different times, really just like more narrowing our focus, and so that we stand out. We're in a category of our own. So, which is pretty cool because we're for our 2021 campaign. The brand is obviously it's clothing, right? But our campaign is we don't sell clothes. That's our thing. We don't sell clothes. Like what our brand is all about is just encouragement. Like style is secondary. So, but marketing a clothing brand that doesn't sell clothes is pretty interesting. It seems like a very 2020 thing to do.
Yeah. Actually, that's probably a good way to go about it too, though, because you'll get more people interested and see what it's
Yeah.
all about.
Yeah, 'cause we're the only clothing company that doesn't sell clothes. That makes us first. We're the first in the category of clothing companies that don't sell clothes. But yeah, what we do, like the whole thing is like, 'cause there's a million clothing companies out there. You can buy a t-shirt or sweats or whatever from anybody. But like our big thing is like encouraging women exactly where they are, not expecting them to be something else or somewhere on someone else. So whatever woman you
Gotcha.
are, or wherever you are in that time in your life, then we have some clothing for you that'll give you some, encouragement and some style, which is awesome. But thankfully I haven't had to let go of my staff because I have a staff. It's four of us total, but thankfully I haven't had to let anybody go.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah, that's good.
But we got our first sale in South Dakota, so things are popping.
South
Yeah,
Dakota.
that's what I said.
It's pretty random state, but hey, you got something you sold there, so
Yeah, we sent some joggers up there not too long ago to this fitness influencer.
gotcha. Oh, nice.
So since this is for the bros, obviously, what made you decide on SLB? How'd you know it was right for you?
Well, first, I found out about the fraternity when I was a senior in high school at a Latino College Day thing at like Lake Michigan College. And Ben Jackson actually was doing like a presentation about the college life in the fraternity. And I saw his tiki and did research on that. I was like, oh, interesting. Because being a first generation college student, and my parents have no idea what college is, helped me choose SLB because it's the first is a Latino base, so I could identify with them, and I liked all our morals that we stand for.
Nice.
And then after meeting Jeff my freshman year, I'm like, yep, I
Yeah,
want to join.
Jeff will pull you in,
But
that's for
yeah, it
sure.
was, yeah, but it was initially Ben. And I feel like Ben has brought in a lot of
He
people into
freaking
our
brought me in.
fraternity.
Like, 'cause we had Spanish class together, and like I had just gotten back from Tampa from design school, and like I had it in my head. I was like, I'm gonna pledge. Like, I want to go Greek. For some reason, I just really wanted to. And I Ben was wearing his tiki in Spanish class, and I asked him about it, and he was like, "Yeah, we're doing an informational, Thursday night or whatever." And I went to that, and I was like, "Bet, like I'm in. It's cool." So.
And also, like that welcome week the freshman year, we got to meet some of like the mainstream fraternities. I'm like, yeah, these ain't for me really. I'm like, I don't know if I fit in. So I'm glad I was able to find Jeff and talk about it and get online.
Yeah, and for me meeting, well, not meeting Ben, we already had class together, but from like going to that first informational to pledging, I think it was like 4.5 days or something. It was crazy quick.
Nice. Yeah, and actually what I liked, because I met my line brothers the day before we started pledging, so we were basically strangers and we created a bond that's gonna last a
For
lifetime.
sure. When's the last time you talked to your LBs?
I've talked to Paris. We have actually started to stay in touch more because we kind of fell off of our communication. But now we've picked it up again, and we have a bi-weekly call that me and him just talk. And Marco, the last time I spoke to him, I think it was back in October for
Okay.
his birthday. Just sent him a message. We talked a little bit. And Martin's been a little longer, but every time I reach out to him, we can strike up a
Yeah,
conversation.
that's the cool thing that I've noticed over the years is like the time distance never matters. Like I could talk to a bro I haven't talked to in like 10 years, and then it's no, it's just easy.
Yeah, especially that me and Paris, we kind of stopped talking for a few years. And then just like that, we just picked it up where we left off, like nothing ever
Right.
happened.
Yeah, he's been all over the place now, but he's in Puerto Rico still now, which is pretty cool. I was talking to him, I don't know, like a week or so ago. There we the our alumni association had a call with the undergrads here at Western, and he was on there, and I was like, bro, like start taking pictures of the waterfalls and shit. Like you're like we're all on the lockdown, but like you're locked down on an island, bro. Like you're seeing stuff that people
Right.
wish they could see.
Yes, you have an amazing advantage. Like, yes, you're on lockdown, but you're in a
Right, you're in
beautiful
a
place.
beautiful place to be locked down. You can like still walk the beaches, you can still go swimming, you can hike in the jungle, like you can eat mofongo at 1 o'clock in the afternoon if you want to. Like you're doing it up. But I was telling him too about this online thing, ways to make money, because he was saying that he hasn't worked in a while. And I was like, bro, like make money online, bro. Like that's the new job. It's just making money online. That's what I try to teach all my kids, is just like ways that they can make money with their regular life, Like there's apps that'll pay you, like, hey, what'd you eat for breakfast? Take a picture, they'll give you $1. Like do that every day, man. That's an extra 30, 40 bucks a month.
That's very different ways to make money today in
Yeah,
today's
I'm
world.
super thankful for it, because it's post injury, like being in the chair and stuff. Like, it's not, I can't always work the jobs that I would necessarily go for before. And, it was always like wondering, like, can I this and that? Or if transportation falls through, like, I'm kind of hit. But, these days, like, I can make money hand over fist online. And with my company, I can still run my company from home, which is nice. But so what do you got planned for the rest of the day?
I'm just gonna go get a few groceries and then probably order some Chinese food.
Man, my wife said that Great Wall the other night was like packed. It was like 30 cars in the parking lot. Like everybody
Oh,
ordering
wow.
takeout and just waiting for it.
Yeah.
So where are you getting Chinese?
The place is called Joy Fong. It's on
Okay.
Portage Road. Yeah, the reviews say that it's pretty good, so we're gonna give it a
Awesome.
shot.
Yeah, that's one thing. Like
Yeah.
the restaurants around Kalamazoo, I mean, I'm sure some of them are taking a big hit and stuff, but like a lot of people have been doing the takeout and getting stuff off a Kalamazoo menu to help these
Yeah.
restaurants out, which is nice.
Yeah,
So,
it is.
because having a restaurant like Los Brothers or something, like it's good food, you don't expect to like not make money.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've definitely supported them when we could and stuff, and just to pick up something different sometimes. But all right, bro, I appreciate the check-in. Before we go, can you tell me a standout story or a funny story with you and your bros or maybe your LBs? Or just
So
some
many.
crazy adventure.
I think one of the things I remember, I was back in, what year was that? When the National Brotherhood Retreat, or now that's called Leadership Institute, back in right after we crossed in 09, it was up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So we went, I was me, Martin, my line brother, and we traveled with Shingy and my two LBs from Grand Valley. So on the way back from retreat, I remember we stopped at a gas station to fill up and also just to stretch our legs out. After we put gas in, we moved the car we were in, and Martin was still inside the gas station, and he walked out and got into someone else's vehicle because he didn't realize that we moved out of the gas. We were pumping gas into a parking spot, and we literally watched them get into the wrong car, and it was pretty hilarious.
Oh God, he's so awkward too. That man, I wonder what they were thinking.
It was so funny, and he sat there for like a few minutes. I'm like, oh my God, until the people came out. He was like, oh my God.
Man, I would flip out if I saw somebody just sitting in my car chilling with like a bottle of water, like, hey, what's up?
But we were in the car thinking, like, no way he's gonna get into a different car, and he
That's
surely did.
funny. I'm sure he remembers it too, like crazy. Man, Martin is so funny. He's such a weird little dude, but he's so cool though. Sweet. All right, cool, bro. I appreciate it. I'm gonna chop up the audio and stuff and then publish, but I'll send you the link before I do.
All right. Cool. Thank you for having me on, huh? Hopefully I wasn't too
Nah,
boring.
man, you're good, bro. I appreciate it, and I think it's cool for the nation to just hear convos with bros that they never met, you know? So, because I've had a
Yeah,
couple bros up
definitely.
here that I've never met, like once was in India, that pledged at Mississippi State, and it was just an easy convo. And now I know somebody in Mumbai. He was like, if you're ever in
Oh,
Mumbai,
nice.
bro, hit me up. I'm like, yeah, I'll let you know. I don't get there as much as I used to. So, but cool, bro. I appreciate it. And yeah, we'll be in touch.
All right, and
You
you have
too,
a
bro.